The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio there too, TNTRadioEmpire.com, in case your listening habits are a little different. Thanks for downloading the podcast or listening to one of the radio stations. And please, please patronize your advertisers here on the program. Working hard, man. They're working hard for you. Pandemic times.
Yes, global.
Global pandemic times. May 1st, by the way. Looking forward to May.
Mayday.
A lot different than April was.
So we were talking about the Jeopardy where the contestant mixed up Janet Jackson and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, it's actually.
And we were mocking them, and a little bit. And I thought
I was offending him because geeks don't know anything about pop culture. But the fact is, this guy's really stupid.
Yeah, and pop culture people, the ones who pile on him on YouTube and social media, don't know anything about anything else.
I'm still going to pile on these people. Listen to this one.
That's Tiffany.
Because Craig and I listen to it off the air. And
yeah, even the two of us.
They play a song.
Oh, there's sometimes yeah. You got to facepalm and say, how do you know?
Yeah, this is how it went.
Let's finish the Music Awards for 800.
As the recipient of the 2018 Icon Award, she took control and took to the stage in her first live TV performance in nearly a decade.
They played a song.
Alwyn.
Who is Ariana Grande?
No.
No.
Sarah.
Who is Janet Jackson?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And whipped
out. So it was easier than I realized.
Yeah, it was.
Well, yeah, the control.
And the song.
And then hearing Nasty Boys.
And Icon, and hasn't done anything in 10 years.
Right.
And
Ariana Grande was 12.
Now,
the last time she performed.
And I don't think she's achieved iconic status yet. Yeah. She may. She's good.
She's definitely going to.
She's a pop star, no doubt about it.
Yeah. It was on this date in 2003, Metallica.
Is that fapping, actually, her getting banged? That's not Ariola Grande. Ariola Grande?
I think so.
You check out the fapping. She's actually getting... That's her?
I think
so. Oh, really?
Where can we find it?
Go to YouPorn or Pornhub. Somebody told me about it.
Yes, it's not supposed to be seen, but it is.
Oh, you can see it.
Well, when I say it's not supposed to be, she doesn't want you to.
Well, sorry.
She didn't put it
out
there. Sorry. It was stolen from her.
Yeah. I mean, she's actually getting it. It's pretty graphic. Yeah.
Is it the first one that pops up?
Leaked? Probably.
Leaked sex tape?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Like 10 minutes long?
Yeah.
Sure. Well,
I couldn't believe it was
We've never needed 10 minutes.
We start leaking before that.
See, because there's a ton of them here.
I know, but I'm not sure which one yet, but yeah.
But there's one specifically where they show a screenshot.
Yeah. She's on her back, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's hot. It doesn't look like her, it looks professionally done. Was this amateur?
The one I saw looked more amateur.
Looked more homemade.
Right. Craig looks into this more than we do, so I just thought... I didn't think this...
I just vaguely remember this from 100 years ago.
I didn't think it was actually her, just because you never know who's there. You know, we know the famous ones that are out there that we've seen in the fapping, but they're all over YouPorn still, or Pornhub, whatever your choice is.
Yeah. Same company. All of the ones. The ones that they don't necessarily... That they say, I don't want that out there.
Right.
Ones that were... illegally gotten, they can get those taken down, even though they don't always.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, none of these look homemade. You're going to have to point it out to me.
Okay.
Well, like I said, I didn't really check it out that much. I was waiting for Craig. Nick, have you seen it yet? Ariana Grande's sex tape?
No, I'd like to.
Yeah, of course you would.
Yeah, well, we got the next break planned.
Hey, May's starting out pretty good.
Yeah. Things are turning around.
You're right. How was work today, honey? Oh, we looked at every Ariana Grande getting railed on tape. Other than that, it was a pretty good show.
Other than that.
Yeah. Doing the big work.
Right. That's because right. of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we brought in the big guns.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 19... I'm not going to say when. It was on this date. Batman made his debut as a comic strip hero by DC Comics. It was also on this date that General Mills introduced Cheerios. What's older, Batman or Cheerios?
Well, Batman was late 30s.
What's older?
Yeah. Batman was late 30s. I'm not sure exactly when, but I don't know when Cheerios were done, and they've probably been around forever, too.
I'm going to guess later than
I'll go Batman.
I'm going to say Cheerios.
I'd say Cheerios.
Two Batmans, two Cheerios.
$4.95, please.
Batman made his debut as a comic strip hero by DC Comics on this date in 1939.
I was going to say 39, too. I'm pretty
very good.
Yeah, but
General Mills introduced Cheerios cereal on this date in 1941.
Yes!
Damn it.
You suck! You suck!
Damn it.
Nick, get out. Nick just walked in. He just walked in like he do it. It's 7 o'clock Central. Nick's a loser.
See how quickly things can change? Yeah. I'm all excited about this Ariana Grande sex tape, but now I don't know if Batman or Cheerios are older.
Nick and Puss.
Losers, in other words.
Yes.
You feel like you threw a pick six on the first pass of the game?
Yeah.
And we picked it off.
Right out of the gate.
You guys suck.
Hey, you got time to rebound, Nick. It's only the first quarter.
I'm Peyton Manning watching that football fly by me in the first drive of that Super Bowl.
You are. You just showed up, man.
Damn it.
Good game.
I think that's all for today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I want you going to weekend.
No redemption.
No redemption.
You find
for
another
you.
One.
Nope.
I might.
No. Let them go in. Let them go in as losers in the weekend, man.
Yeah. Start the day as a loser. Start the weekend as a loser.
Start May as a loser.
Start May as a loser.
The day, May, and the weekend as
I've
a loser.
I've been here 3 minutes.
Look, I need something to be happy about, Craig. Give me something.
Nope.
Damn.
This won't help. Vice President Mike Pence's wife said he didn't know about the Mayo Clinic's policy about wearing masks until after
she got ripped.
He visited their Minnesota location.
You mean like mother? They call her mother, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That's not creepy.
What did our buddy?
Pence violated that policy, not wearing a mask while visiting. Karen told Fox and Friends that hubby.
Of course, you told Fox and Friends.
Knew he didn't have the virus, didn't wear one, but didn't find out later that everybody's supposed to wear one.
I thought they asked him to. I thought there were signs around there saying you got
to
wear a mask.
Everybody has to wear one. Craig
You're
Peters,
assuming he can read.
Our comedian buddy Craig Peters tweeted out or Facebooked out this. I don't blame the vice president for not wearing a mask. It feels weird without a ball gag. And he goes. and he goes. Probably.
One meme I saw floating out there that I liked was somebody suggesting off in the background that Pence wear a mask, and the thought bubble above his head was a geek mask.
Oh, really? Good. Yeah.
So that's his idea of a mask.
A gimp mask.
Gimp.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Texas Governor Gregory Abbott tweeted.
Hey, Abbott.
Do you think it was because his boss told him not to?
I did, but he wore the next day.
He wore one yesterday.
He did wear one.
Okay.
But he wore it like at a plant. I mean, this is where he should have worn it at the Mayo Clinic.
The hospital.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of seems like a blatant disregard.
He's a scumbag. Homophobic scumbag.
Well, I just don't have understood if that was the policy of the hospital.
Right.
Don't let him in.
Yeah. Don't let him in.
Don't let him in.
Yeah, I blame the hospital too for that. I don't care what he is.
I don't care who he is.
Right.
Don't let him in. No, you got to put a mask on or you don't come in. Sorry.
But mother said I don't want. I love his excuse. I want to see people in the eyes. Yeah, that's yeah. Still, and that was actually an excuse. Yeah.
It does not impair your vision.
No.
Yeah, and they were all wearing masks.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
And if a mask does impair your vision, you're
wearing it wrong.
You need some instruction on how to
right.
put it on properly.
Or you got low eyes.
Just like lower cheek.
Yeah. You got eyes in your cheeks.
Texas Governor Gregory.
Hey, Abbott.
Hey, Abbott.
Do we have that, hey, Abbott?
No.
We always need
Please
that.
Don't. I know. No one knows what that means.
I know. You're right. They don't.
Texas, and no one knows what Gregory Abbott is either.
No, right.
But I can't help myself. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted, alcohol yeah. to-go sales can continue after May 1. From what I hear from Texans, we may just let this keep on going forever.
And the crowd cheered.
How about, yeah, I would think that might stay here, don't you think?
I don't know what yeah. our governor yeah. or what other people think about alcohol
no weed,
to
but
go.
Pick up a margarita and hit the road.
Oh, wow.
Right. Need a straw there, kid?
Right.
It is unfortunate we've been discouraged not to go the Gregory Abbott route.
I know.
Because I like that song, too.
No, but nobody knows that song.
No, they don't know that. Yeah. They know Hey Abbott more than they know that.
You think so?
Oh, older people do, yeah. Well, you guys listened to Top 40 too much back then.
Yeah, well, I was working Top 40
I know.
1986.
I don't think I know either.
But Hey Abbott is Abbott Costello.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's a cultural, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a minor hit song in the 80s.
Minor. Yeah.
By a guy named Gregory Abbott.
Minor.
Shake You Down.
Just go with the governor and let's move on.
It's a good slow dancing song.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Ooh,
turn it on.
Yeah.
Let's dance.
Gregory
Download
Abbott.
That and dance to that tonight. And she will melt. She'll be putty in your hands.
So in Texas today, retail stores, restaurants, movie theaters, malls can reopen at 25%.
Doc Ed next week, right?
Doc Ed on Monday.
Yeah, we need to.
Of their listed occupancy, bars have to remain closed.
Is somebody going to sit there with a clicker?
No.
I'm curious how they're going to police this.
They're going to break. These are big cities down there and in big towns. They're going to break rules everywhere because people are going to say.
Because there's going to be.
People are going to think, hey, I'm allowed out. Let's pack this bar.
You got to wear a mask, and then there's going to be people not wearing masks. And what are they going to do? Fight them? Call the cops?
And bar owners are going to, certain bar owners are going to say, I don't care, come on in, let's party.
Yeah, let's pack the place. What are they going to do?
Outdoor sports will be allowed as long as they include no more than 4 participants and social distancing requirements are still in place.
I just think this is going to turn out badly.
They don't care.
So what, can you play like Ultimate Frisbee?
With 4
Golf?
People.
Golf? Oh, yeah.
Two basketball?
That's why they have the 4.
Soccer?
Huh? Yeah.
Tennis?
No, soccer, you kind of got to get close to each other every
that's
once in a while.
That's
so
two
I wonder,
on two soccer.
I wonder
yeah,
if soccer
it's two on two.
Two
It'd
on
be
two
a smaller
soccer.
Deal.
Okay.
That'd be dumb soccer. Might be some scoring, though.
Which to you is a redundancy.
True, but two on two soccer would be a lot of scoring, maybe.
Yeah.
No, but I just think logistically, all the restaurant stuff, they really haven't thought it through.
No. Well, they're doing it in Atlanta right now. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it.
Not Atlanta. Yeah. Georgia.
Oh, no, Georgia, you're right.
Right, and if somebody shows up and decides to break the rules, to flaunt the rules.
Who's going to yell at them?
Yeah. What recourse do you have?
And you might run into some jackass that thinks it's funny to say, hey, and walk over to you.
Yeah.
Give you a hug. Hey, screw the virus.
Shake your hand.
Right.
Just to own the libtards.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what they live for.
Yep. That's all they got.
It's going to sneeze right in somebody's face.
Yeah, exactly.
Facebook has apparently been removing misinformation about the coronavirus and warning users if they engage with the post. And so Adam Schiff said, Google, YouTube, and Twitter, you need to do the same thing.
If libtards came on and said, you shouldn't drive the wrong way down the interstate, but some people would do that just to piss off libtards.
Yeah.
Because that's what they live for.
To own them.
Yeah. Take this, pussies.
Obama said not to drive the wrong way down the interstate. Well, I'll show him.
You take my freedom.
Here's a problem, though. I mean, like I said, I agree with you totally on that because that's a – but overwhelmingly, like 80% Republicans and Democrats want social distancing. So Trump's trying to make it a cultural war, and it works for that 10% of morons with AK-47s, but it ain't working with the rest of us. Both sides. I mean, our boss is a complete Republican, and he's totally on our side. when it comes to, hey, stay away. We got to do this forever.
Never on
and
our
he's
side.
Never on our side.
Doesn't matter what we're talking
but he's
about.
Also yeah. not a, he's also not a dumb guy. I mean, I'm not saying that facetiously. Of course, we're all dumb. But but he's not a dumb guy, and he gets that social distancing is how you stay alive.
Well, that gives me a glimmer of hope. Because what I see, you know, and I just got, because I don't go out of the house. I just got the interwebs to go on, and it seems to be about 50-50, and it seems
on the
fall.
Web it does. I think on the web it does, yeah.
And it seems to fall along.
No, I'm not discounting that, Todd. I was trying to be fair, and I'm very rarely that way. So I agree with you. That's what I see most often. I mean, I sent Craig, you guys were all on the text chain last night. We mentioned yesterday Craig is not on social media, and it's a good thing. The only bad thing about it is he thinks some people are good. And I sent a text to all you guys, a Facebook friend of mine who I don't know. My Facebook friends are basically just fans and of the show. Basically said, where's it at here? Okay, yeah. This is a true post. It says, who would ever seen a president, you ever seen a president rebuild a country twice? Well, hold on. It's about to happen. And then the first post is one of his buddies that said, and in his first term, fairly 4 years ago, we were lost.
Yeah, I must have missed the first rebuild.
Right? Yeah, I did.
We all
totally slept through.
And so I got rid of that guy. But that I sent it to Craig and saying, "This is just when you think there's good people, Craig. So I want to warn you, that's social media."
I liked your enthusiastic response.
Yeah,
to
woo-hoo.
That.
all these guys have seen that. They know what it's on social media.
CNN Business has an article talking about what they call homegrown budget beer. Homegrown budget beer sales have spiked over the last couple of months. Busch Light sales increased 44%, according to InMarket, a data analysis firm. Miller Lite, Michelob Ultra, Natural Light all grew between 14 and 17%. Modelo, Miller High Life sales both jumped 7%.
We're all drinking beer, man.
In comparison to February. They say that people are definitely thinking about their wallets. A lot of people are buying light beers because they're just not moving around as much.
And they're drinking a case
so
of Coors
Light. So lower
Light.
Calorie beers make a lot of sense.
Oh, I can see that. People are going back to regular beer. It's, you know, the other stuff's expensive compared to what you just mentioned.
Now, craft beer is not seeing an increase in sales, but a lot the trouble there is about 70% of their sales come from the bar.
The actual bar, right, exactly.
They got the taps going.
Yeah.
And the little brew pubs that they own.
Right.
So buy your local beer. When you can. Go on by there.
I drove past a friend of ours, I'll tell you off the air, him and his, they have a new bar, and they opened a weekend of the coronavirus, and they had to close, obviously.
Whoops.
And it's out by my neighborhood, and I drove past it yesterday, and him and his, maybe one of his buddies, I could tell, I don't know if it was him or not, or I'd have pulled in and said hi, but it's one of those kind of bars that the front part of the bar would open up like a garage door, so you could just see.
Oh, nice.
And you know how gorgeous it was in Omaha yesterday. And I saw two guys in there. Like I said before, guys that own bars have to check on them. And I could tell they were sitting there having a beer. Like, they're basically on their patio because nobody else is in the bar with them, and they own the place. So I'm thinking, okay. And I drove past, and they were closed later on. But I'm thinking,
that would be so nice.
It was so weird to say, oh my God, those people are sitting at a bar. Now, granted, they owned it. They weren't breaking any rules. And it was just two of them, you know. It'd be like all of us in our yards. No big deal.
Yeah.
If I owned a bar, I'd be there every night.
Yeah.
If I owned a bar, I'd actually be going to that bar at night just to get out of the house.
Well, and make sure everything's fine.
Yeah. And
make sure no one's in the
ceiling.
Sit
at the bar and drink. You know, we mentioned a nice young couple that emails us all the time. We're just about to open a bar/restaurant.
That's right. It never even opened.
Never
did
even
it?
Opened, and they go, him and his wife go, just for date night. It's their bar.
You might as well.
They turn the TVs on and hang out at the bar.
Hey, you got to fire up those fryers. Make sure the wings are still good.
Turn on the jukebox.
Unfortunately, when the bars are closed, you're not making any money. So.
Yeah, there's probably wings in the freezer. They're gonna go bad.
Oh yeah.
Better test these fryers out.
Wings sound good.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Former doctor at a jail in Macomb County, Michigan, 54-year-old Stephen Cogswell, is being accused of trading candy, tobacco, prescription medication, double mattresses, and other items.
For sex?
In exchange for sexual favors from female inmates.
I've been instructed not to make a Jetsons reference.
Oh, I guess... No, Jetsons, we'd all get that.
Okay. Well, he said Cogswell.
Yeah, he did.
That's the guy who runs the Cog factory.
I know it is. So
that was Mr.
I can see that the double mattress would be nice.
There's Cogswell Cogs, and then there was a Spacely.
Yeah. He worked.
Sprockets.
Sprockets. That's right.
Cogswell also accused of taking photographs of inmates using his cell phone.
Trading candy? It's prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're in prison, they're, you know.
It's whatever the exchange is.
And by the way,
whatever they'll take.
A lot of these women are criminals, so what's the big deal? They're probably thinking, oh, you know, sure, I'll do you for an
extra match. There's a difference between are criminals and did at one point commit a criminal act.
Okay, well, you're still in jail, you want this extra mattress, sure, I'll tug you for an extra mattress.
That stuck to the table.
I can't wait for Tyler's mattress sale. That's usually Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?
It's coming up.
Something to look forward to. At the end of May, Tyler will tug you for an extra mattress.
It's Crazy Tyler's Discount Mattress.
I'm about to open up that store, by the way. That's why I wanted to get a plug in here quickly. I'll tug you for a mattress. Just from visual purposes, so when you see in movies, that mattress on a prison bunk looks really small. So you would, for an extra mattress, Greg, you'd probably tug somebody for an extra mattress.
Sure.
Yeah, but for a Laffy Taffy?
Well, maybe they're not the pretty chicks. You know, they're not the girls in Daisy Dukes and Halter Tops.
Wait, if you're selling
the hot girls get a mattress.
Yeah. You would have to just give a free tug with every mattress.
Okay. Either way, it'll sell.
Maybe you just go...
I know. I just sold four.
Right.
I'll be fine.
I think it should be a free tug on select mattresses. You don't want to do it with everyone.
All right.
Because then they'll just go in and buy the cheapest one just for a tug.
Yeah, try to be adjustable. One of those expensive
plates. Right, it's a premium one. Like an adjustable bed.
Your arms are going to be very tired.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
You guys now the calls are...
You guys want a job? I'll hire some friends.
Now the calls are rolling in about where the yard sales are this weekend.
No.
Oh, I got two mattresses on a yard sale. Come on over.
All right. May's going to be a good month, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's starting out great.
Mark Lundholm later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.